Good morning, class.
Good morning, Brother Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School is the place where my spirit is fed. My faith grows stronger, and I learn how to be an overcomer. There's a lot to learn about walking by faith and living by faith and about being an overcomer. It's not just something that could happen for you on an occasion. It's something you are 24/7, everywhere you go. You are an overcomer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So when you're going somewhere, you are going somewhere to overcome.
Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah. Yes. And you get up in the morning, you got up to overcome.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's just what you are. That's what you are. Say it out loud, I am
an overcomer.
Now that's the opposite of being a loser. Don't ever let the words come out of your mouth, I'm a loser. I'm a failure. Why would you say such a thing? Well, people say, well, it's because of everything that's happened. No, it's more than that. Wrong spirits will push you to say that because it gives the enemy a right to come and work depression on you and to work hopelessness on you. And that's not faith anyway. That could be walking by sight or by what you felt about some situation. But faith agrees with God.
Yes.
And He said, you're His child.
Yes.
Right? And anything born of Him is a winner.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
Are you born of Him? Did you receive Jesus?
Yes.
You born again? Then you are a born winner.
Yes.
Not a born loser.
Right.
Come on, say it out loud. I am not a loser.
I am not a loser.
I am not a failure.
I am not a failure.
I'm a winner.
I'm a winner.
I'm an overcomer,
in Christ.
In Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Christ in me is the hope of glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, part of glory is victory.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Failure's not glorious. Victory is. So faith gets these words in your mouth before you see and experience all the victory. Anybody can shout, we won, after you won.
Yeah.
Right? Let's have a victory party after we won. Anybody can do that. But it takes faith. You know, the Bible talks about, in fact, let's just look at it while we're talking about it. 2 Corinthians 2:14. Now thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place. The savor or the fragrance, the smell of victory. When you walk in the room, spiritually people go to go, what is that?
Yes.
It smells good.
Right.
Is it, what is that? Oh, I see him. Victory.
Yes.
Victory walked in the room. I'm serious. That's spiritually, that is real. And the fourth chapter, see, this wasn't written in chapter and verse, so 2, 3, 4s all together. He said in 2:13, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. We talked about yesterday's class, faith being a choice, believing being a choice. And that's what he's saying. We believe, we chose to believe, and so we speak. We declare what we're persuaded of. Well, if you back up to the 8th verse, because that led up to the 13th verse, he's describing what the spirit of faith looks like, acts like, sounds like. And here's something some have not understood. Being a faith person doesn't mean you never have a challenge. I don't know where somebody got that, but they didn't get it from the Bible. They didn't get it from reality. And notice what he's saying. He said, verse 8, we are troubled on every side. So trouble, he said, we got it. Every side. But here comes the faith. What? Yet not distressed. Is it true that you could have all kinds of trouble going on and yet you are not stressed out?
Yes.
You are not distressed.
Right.
Is it possible?
Yes.
Yes, if you choose to believe. Because
yes.
We which have believed do enter into rest. And so it can be hurricane going on all around about you, but you are, by the grace of God, in the eye of the storm, and there's peace in here.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Trouble all around, but yet I am not in distress.
That's right.
Not distressed. Look at the next part. Perplexed, but not in despair. Living by faith, being a faith person, doesn't mean you always know everything. No. Perplexed. What does perplexed mean? When I read that word, I think of like a cartoon with the caption, you know, they have a bubble over the person's head with a big question mark.
Yeah.
That's perplexed. Perplexed is like, huh? What? What's going on? What's going on? But notice that, you know, no matter how much you know or how long you've walked with God, can you be perplexed in a situation? That was a little weak, guys. Let me help you out. Yes. Can you be in a situation where you're going, huh?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What's going on? But notice that's not the rest. But not in despair. Just because you don't know, just because you don't understand, doesn't mean you have to get depressed.
That's right.
See, faith is a choice. You can say, what in the world? What's going on? How come? How this? How that? But you can catch yourself and go, but I trust God.
Right?
God is taking care of me. He'll show me. He'll help whatever it takes. We're coming out of this. We'll get through this. Your head's still going, yeah, but we don't know. Say, hush. You don't have to know to trust.
That's right.
Can you see why I'm talking about this? See, these verses led up to verse 13 when he said, we got that same spirit, the spirit of faith. What, the same spirit is who? Abraham.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Moses, Isaiah, the same spirit of faith of all the greats through the ages, the same spirit of faith. We talked about this early yesterday's class, that is, that a measure of God's own faith in us. But this is how faith acts and reacts, and also how it doesn't. Faith can have all kind of trouble around it, but what? Not distressed. Perplexed, but what? Not in despair. Persecuted. The persecuted literally means chased. Something's after you. And it involves pressure. And so this is the enemy, and the enemy influencing people to be an enemy against you, to try to chase you, to try to, we use the word persecute, harass, hurt. And so do you have to get the victim mentality in that situation?
No.
Do you have to lay down and cry and feel sorry for yourself and say, why are they so mean? Why do they keep coming after me? No. Persecuted, but what? You know, Jesus, at one of the darkest moments of his life here on earth, you know, they'd been in the garden praying and the pressure and the temptation. And he said to them, all you are going to leave me tonight. Talking about the 12, the ones that, and even the three, you know, that sometimes he took a little further. He said, all of you. And sure enough, they did. They all ran away. Why? Because that was some of that perplexed. They were like, what in the world is going on? They never thought that could happen. And yet he said, all of you are going to leave me. He said, yet I'm not alone because the Father who sent me is with me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, friend, what a comfort and what a reality. I am never alone.
Amen.
I am never left helpless or hopeless. God is with me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Emmanuel, God is with us. God is with me. I hear people sometimes saying, you know, I just get so tired of being alone. I thought you were a believer. What do you mean? Well, yeah, but you are not alone.
Right.
Oh, well, I know that, but I'm talking about, you know, really.
Really.
God is with you in your apartment. Is that right? God is with you in your car when you're by yourself. You're not actually by yourself. God's with you.
Yes.
Come on, somebody say, God lives in me. He lives with me. He goes with me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So you're never alone.
That's right.
And so if there's persecution, if there's pressure, if there's attack, the thing you need to keep, we need to keep reminding ourselves of, I'm not alone. I'm not alone. Greater is he that's in me than anything trying to come against me. And no weapon formed against me will prosper. Because God is with me.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now see, what are we talking about? Every one of these shows the spirit of faith. Shows this unconquerable spirit. The spirit of can't be defeated.
Yes.
Can't be conquered.
Yes.
We're still talking about victory and winning. The spirit of faith is the spirit of victory. That's something my father in the faith used to say, Brother Kenneth Hagin Sr., who's in heaven. The spirit of faith is the spirit of victory. Go ahead, say it out loud. The spirit of faith,
the spirit of faith
is the spirit of victory. You could say it like this. It's the spirit of the overcomer. Right? The spirit of victory. So he's saying this, troubled but not distressed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Then the last one says, cast down, but what?
Not destroyed.
Not destroyed. Now, we haven't always done everything perfectly. And if you didn't listen quite right, or you just ignored it, or you got lazy, or whatever the case be, and next thing you know, you are down. Mm-hmm. You have been knocked down. You have been thrown down, and there you are in a puddle. What do we do now? What do we do now? Come on. Is that the end of the sentence? Come on, help me out. Oh, thank God, it's not the end of the sentence. Cast down, but what? But what? That's not the end. It's not over. Not destroyed. It's not just what happens, it's what happens last.
That's right.
Oh, are y'all with me or not?
Yes.
It's not just what happens, it's what happens last. And so I used to do some sport fighting, martial arts. And when I see this, I've been knocked down before. And I've been hit hard before. And I think, you know, I get this picture, though, when he says, cast down, but not destroyed. One translation says, knocked down, but not knocked out. And if you're not knocked out, you can come back. It's possible you can come back. And so I see myself in this. And I see myself, I'm over here in the ring and I'm tangled up in the ropes and I got a bloody nose and a bloody mouth and it ain't looking good. And I just smile and go, I'm winning. I'm winning. Why? This ain't the end. I'm winning. Why? Because I know who is over the entire fight. I know the judge. Right? This is not the end. And that's the difference between being a faith person and being a fearful doubter. Because a fearful doubter, at the first sign of difficulty, go through these again and see if you didn't have faith, what would be troubled on every side? And if you didn't have faith, what would your response be? Troubled on every side. What? Nothing goes right. Everything's going on. Can you see this? Talking negative, talking fear, acting hopeless. perplexed. Well, if, a lot of times when people are perplexed, they don't know, they don't understand, how will they go? Well, I just can't, you know, just give up. Just lay down. Well, I don't know. How can I do anything if I don't know? You can believe when you don't know.
That's right.
You can trust God
yes.
when you don't understand at all.
Yes.
And persecuted but not forsaken. Well, that's where a lot of times people, if they don't have faith, they just start feeling sorry for themselves and pitying themselves and just, you know, languishing in depression and hopelessness and cast down. You know, we shouldn't be shocked in this life if something catches us off guard. We're living in a very, very dangerous place.
Yes.
This place is filled with the curse and demons and crazy people.
Yeah.
Huh? They're just everywhere, right? And if we didn't pray and we weren't listening or we weren't led, it's not a shocker that we took a wrong step and oops, we got in trouble, right? We got an issue. But that just should immediately throw us into high gear of trusting God.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
And even if you got a bloody nose, even if you got knocked down, it's not the end.
Yes.
Knocked down, but not destroyed. Not knocked out.
That's right.
And that's why he worked up from those verses up to verse 11. We which live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus might be manifest in our mortal flesh. It's not talking about when you get to heaven. So then death works in us, but life in you. But we having the same spirit of faith. Can you see he was describing the spirit of faith in verse 8 and 9? He was describing it. It gives you a picture, an insight into how faith thinks and speaks and acts and reacts. We got that same spirit of faith according as it is written, I believed and therefore I speak. Have I spoken? We also believe and therefore speak. You can initiate victory. God's power working on your behalf today.
Yes.
You can do it.
Yes.
How? Stop talking fear.
Yes.
Stop talking unbelief.
Yes.
And start talking like what we just read.
Yes.
Say it out loud. I'm not distressed.
I'm not distressed.
I'm an overcomer.
I'm an overcomer.
I'm coming out.
I'm coming out.
If you say that with faith, it takes on power. It opens the door for the Spirit of God to start moving, for angels to start moving. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say out loud,
even though
I don't know everything,
I don't understand
everything,
I trust my God.
He is showing me. He is directing my steps and my paths. He's guiding me and guarding me. I will see it.
I will know it.
I will find it.
I will understand it.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you say that in faith, you open the door. You open your life for the Holy Spirit and holy angels to start moving and start doing things. Faith is a wonderful way to live. I didn't say it was an easy way to live. I didn't say that. It takes courage to be a faith person. Because there'll be times you don't feel like standing up and resisting. There'll be times you don't feel like being strong and being positive. And that's when it takes courage.
Yes.
I said, that's when it takes courage and you got to shake yourself off.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible talks about, you know, you see in the Psalms, David would say, why are you cast down? Oh, my soul. Huh? Do you know sometimes you got to talk to yourself?
Oh, yes.
You got to say, soul, what you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing? What are you doing? God's been too good to you.
Yes.
You to be laying around here, whining, crying, acting like this. You know better than this. Get up.
Yeah.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get to moving. Get to speaking faith. Get to declaring. Calling things that are not as though they were. Speaking faith. Speaking strength. Speaking life. Huh? Somebody is dealing with some physical problems and had some bad reports. And you know, symptoms can be, they can be disorienting. They can be almost incapacitate you. But don't just lay down and cry and feel bad and feel sorry for yourself. That won't help. They'll get worse. No, you get up and you start speaking. Your body is your body. Your words carry more weight over your body than anybody else's. And God has said some good things about your body. So you get up right now. Get up right now. And those of you here, put your hands on your body. And you say, body, you're my body.
You're my body.
You have to listen.
You have to listen.
You have to hear.
You have to hear.
Live.
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 Be
restored.
Be restored.
Be healed.
Be healed.
Be purged.
Be purged.
Be cleansed.
Be cleansed.
And be healed.
And be healed.
And strengthened.
And strengthened.
And be made whole.
Be made whole.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And if there's a particular part that hadn't been working right, stop talking about my bad eye, my bad knee, my bad this. Quit calling it that. Words matter.
Yes,
talk to it and say, elbow, I'm talking to you.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Be strong. Be right. Be free. Speak to it. And there's somebody, your organs have been a problem. And cancer has done some damage and destroyed some things. But God is bigger than cancer. The Holy Spirit is in you. He's in your room. He's there with you. He can absolutely give you a new lower intestine.
Yes.
He can do it.
Yes.
He's done it. He originated it. He made it. He created it to begin with. Yes. Put your hands on your stomach in your lower area. Said out loud. Digestive system.
Digestive system.
Stomach.
Stomach.
Intestines.
Intestines.
Colon.
Colon.
Be cleansed.
Be cleansed.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Every evil thing.
Every evil thing.
That ought not be there.
That ought not be there.
I command you.
I command you.
All disease.
All disease.
All sickness.
All sickness.
Die.
Die.
And leave.
And leave.
And be cleansed
and
removed
from me
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Just keep speaking over yourself. Say, kidneys,
be cleansed
and be healthy
and
function normally
and function fully.
Pancreas.
Be cleansed.
Liver.
Be cleansed.
And restored.
And healed.
Bladders.
Be
cleansed. And be healed.
Lungs.
Be cleared.
And
cleansed. And healed.
And
restored.
Brain.
Be healed.
Be restored.
Be renewed.
Be made right.
In the name of Jesus. My whole body.
From the top of my head.
To the soles of my feet.
Organs.
Bones.
Muscles.
Nerves.
Joints.
Skin.
Be
cleansed.
Be
healed.
Be
restored.
And renewed.
Be made healthy.
Be
made whole.
In
Jesus'
name.
Hallelujah. Now lift your hands and begin to thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are my healer. You are the great physician. Your words are confirmed and performed in my life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for caring for me and restoring me and healing me and making me healthy. Oh, thank you, 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 thank you. Faith's response to a problem is never concession.
That's right.
Is never giving in. When faith gets a bad report, when faith gets bad symptoms, bad circumstances, it doesn't go, oh no, that's it. Oh no. No. It doesn't fall back. It steps into it. And it says, no, you don't. No, you don't. This body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And evil things don't have a right to live here and function here and grow here. This body belongs to the Lord.
Amen.
It's been bought with a price.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And it's been committed into His care, and He keeps what is committed to Him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you hit with a bunch of financial needs, faith doesn't sit down and put its head in its hand and go, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? What are we going to do? You can say it another 1,000 times and it won't help you.
Right.
Nothing will move the peg doing that. Faith doesn't fall back. Faith doesn't draw back. See, that's being beaten. That's being overcome. That's being defeated. Tell me what faith does. Ah, faith has got truth. It's got the breastplate. It's got the shield of faith. It's got the sword of the Spirit. Helmet of salvation. Faith goes, no you don't. And it leans into it. It resists evil things. It resists being overcome and failure. I want to hear you say it out loud again.
I am.
Born of God.
I am.
An overcomer.
He always
causes me to triumph. The spirit of faith
is
the spirit of victory. And victory is mine.
In Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, I've preached myself happy.
Hallelujah.
And our time's out again. Come back tomorrow. There's much more to shout about here in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today, but you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.